I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Colosseum, teaching the Christian worldview, including how there should be no civil government school system. I received a property tax bill in the mail a couple of weeks ago. This is for a property I own but do not live in. I rent it to a tenant. On the tax bill were 19 different taxes. 19! Five of those were for civil government schools. One a grade school district, another a high school district, the third a college. The total taxes for these civil government schools was $2,044.59. So I was forced to pay $2,044.59 for three civil government schools. 86% of my property taxes went to civil government schools, and I don't even have children. Even if I did, I would be using that money to advance Christianity, not humanism. You know who pays that property tax, though? Not me. Landlords don't pay property taxes. Tenants do. Just as a business raises prices for consumers when taxes increase, landlords increase rent when taxes increase. So humanists think they're helping poor people by taxing someone like me and then giving that money back to poor people. They're actually hurting poor people, because those people now have to pay more in rent. Anyone who pays a property tax, even humanists, should be outraged by property taxes. Even if you're not a Christian, say your religion is not Christianity, your religion is atheism, Mohammedanism, Judaism, whatever. You too are being forced to pay property taxes directly as a property owner or indirectly as a tenant. And your money isn't going to funding the liberalism you want your children to learn, like atheism, Mohammedanism, or Judaism. You have to understand that when God's paradigm is relied on, even non-Christians benefit. God extends His cause and effect grace to even non-Christians. So first rely on Jesus, then rely on God's ways. By the way, God's ways don't involve using force to extract property taxes from people in order to advance religion, including Christianity. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecolosseum.com.